Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Anger gives you energy. The evils of anger come from when we misuse that energy. But if we use it the way God intended, anger is a very good thing. Today we'll see how God intended us to use the emotion of anger to bring about the righteousness of God. We're in chapter 1 of our study of the book of James, in verses 19 and 20, which say, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." So let's take a look at these three commands in verse 19. And I want to start with the third one. We'll jump down to slow to anger, because I really think that's the primary idea in this passage. You can tell that because that's what he expands on. That's the one of the three that he expands on in the next verse. So that's really the key. So let's start there, and then we'll go back and look at the other two and see how they fit in. So be slow to anger. Now, what is anger? Let's define it. Let's start out with a definition. Anger is a judgment and a reaction against some evil, or something you perceive as evil. So something happens like that, that's bad, that's evil, and I'm reacting against that. I judge it as bad and I react against it. That's anger. And it's supposed to be a good thing. Anger is supposed to be a good thing. It's one of the attributes of God, is it not? Is it not? Does God not have wrath? He does. It's an attribute of God. And that's what he's doing. God sees evil. He judges it to be evil. And then he reacts strongly against it in ways that defeat that evil and bring about righteousness. That's what anger is supposed to do. That's how it's supposed to work. And when it works that way in our lives, it's a wonderful thing. It's a good thing. It's called righteous anger. And you need to have that. If you see injustice and you're not angry, something's wrong with you. If you see a kid being picked on by a bully and it doesn't make you angry, something's wrong with you. Anger is designed to energize us to overcome evil and bring about righteousness. Have you noticed how anger energizes? Anger makes you move. It gives you energy. That's what it's for. But there's a problem. The problem is verse 20. Look at verse 20. Man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. I mean, that's what it's supposed to do. It's what anger is supposed to do. It doesn't work for us. In a sinful human heart, anger becomes perverted. And it doesn't work. Instead of being a tool to overcome evil and increase righteousness, it does the opposite. It increases unrighteousness. It brings about more sin. It becomes a tool, instead of a tool to advance righteousness, it becomes a tool to advance our own selfishness. And the result is an increase of evil. Most of the time, if you look at your anger, I mean, we try to justify it all over the place, but if you just honestly look at your anger, you find it's loaded with sin, isn't it? I mean, it's just loaded with, think of the things that typically go along with your anger. Things like self-importance, self-assertion, intolerance, stubbornness, rudeness, sometimes violence, resentment. Focusing on the other person's weaknesses instead of covering them up. Focusing on their failings. Keeping a record of wrongs. Revenge. Harsh words. Assuming bad motives. Lack of compassion. All of that attaches to our anger. The purpose of anger is supposed to be to increase righteousness. It does just the opposite. Therefore, it's forbidden. Because anything that doesn't, and here's another thing about the logic of this verse, anything that doesn't bring about the righteousness of God is off limits. Isn't that what he's saying here? You can't do that because it doesn't bring about the righteousness of God. Therefore, anything that doesn't bring about the righteousness of God is out of bounds. There's no such thing as a part-time Christian life. Everything in your life must bring about the righteousness of God. Everything you do, from preaching the Word of God to drinking a glass of water or going to bed, everything is supposed to be for the glory of God. All of it is to bring about righteousness. And so anything that doesn't bring righteousness is, we need to throw it off. So we need to avoid anger because it doesn't bring about righteousness. Not only that, but our anger doesn't even do what the one thing we want it to do. I mean, the main thing we want our anger to do is to bring about justice, right? I mean, we get angry when we're treated unjustly, treated unfairly. We react against that, and we say, okay, I want justice, and it doesn't work. We want some consequence. Somebody hurts me, I want them to suffer some consequence. That's justice, right? Well, it doesn't work. That phrase, the righteousness of God, is very often used in Scripture to refer to justice. It could be translated the justice of God. But human anger doesn't do a good job at bringing justice. I mean, when's the last time you had some conflict and you improved the situation by getting angry? It doesn't happen, right? You can't give that person what they deserve for their sin. You can't do it. What do they deserve for their sin? They deserve to suffer the wrath of God in hell. You can't do that. Either the only way justice can be done when somebody hurts you is for that person to suffer the wrath of God in hell, or for the Son of God himself to suffer the wrath of God in that person's place. You can't do either one of those. Whatever punishment you give that person, it's not going to be enough to fit the crime. Or, if the person is a believer, whatever punishment you give them is going to make a mockery of the punishment that Jesus already suffered for that sin. Romans 12:19. Don't take revenge, my friends. Leave room for God's wrath. Our anger is not capable of bringing about justice. Leave that up to God. And if you're ever wondering if your anger is righteous anger, you're just like, I'm mad, but it seems like I'm justified. Is this sinful anger? Is this righteous anger? What? Let me just give you two simple questions you can ask yourself. Number one, am I reacting against this because it's sin? Or am I reacting against it just because it interfered with my desires? Righteous anger always reacts against sin because it's sin. Actual sin because it's sin. Second question, and this one's key. Both of these have to have the right answer. The other question is my anger resulting in godly attitudes and behavior that are overcoming the evil and increasing righteousness? That's the righteousness of God. And in verse 20, he informs us that the natural course of human anger is not that. It doesn't do that. It doesn't increase your righteousness. It doesn't give you godly reactions. Which is why Scripture so often speaks of anger as a bad thing that we just need to throw off. And it doesn't even specify, well, selfish, sinful anger. It just says anger because 99% of the time, that's what it is.
Are there any situations in your life that happen frequently that provoke feelings of anger? When those things happen, do you use the energy of that anger to overcome evil? If not, what changes could you make to redirect that energy so it fulfills its intended purpose? And remember, Romans 12:21 teaches that the only tool we're allowed to use in overcoming evil is good. Overcome evil with good, not with more evil. Now, as you answer that question, the question about are there situations in your life that provoke anger in your heart, you might think, well, yeah, but there's no evil involved. I just got angry because I smacked my knee on a chair, or I lost my car keys, or I'm late for work, or whatever. If that's the case, if there's no evil that needs to be overcome, then there's no purpose for the anger, right? So why do you feel angry? Anger can be defined as the movement of love against that which threatens the object of love. Anger is the movement of love against that which threatens the object of love. If you love someone and that person is threatened, anger energizes you to move against that threat and protect the object of your love. Most of the time, what my anger teaches me is that the greatest object of my love, the thing that I'm protecting, is me. So when I'm feeling angry just because things didn't go well for me, that's self-love raging out of control like a wildfire. And the solution is to focus on how I can love others. That's what will solve that problem. So if that's your situation, ask, what can I do to take greater delight in someone else so I can back off on loving myself so much? If you have a problem with anger, try this exercise. Each time you have an incident of anger this week, write it down. What led up to it? How did you express it? And how long before you repented of it? Write it all down. And write down each of your commandments that were being broken, if it was a pride issue, or which of your cherished must-haves went unmet, if it was a selfishness issue. Confess those sins to God. Get it all on paper, and then confess those sins to God and reaffirm that God's presence is the only thing that you must have. And then, for each of those incidents, write down what the proper response to the suffering would have been.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.